Naval orangeworm pressure and ant pressure really impacted this grower this past season. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Jonna Lee Dunn is an almond grower in Colusa County. She talks about this pressure from two major insects.
We had naval orangeworm pressures again. We think it was worse this year than even last year. I mean, the naval orangeworm pressure just seems to get worse and worse every year. This year, we struggled with ant damage, which you always get a little bit of it. But it, my husband and I personally, we have a block of independence. And man, that one, it was hard to keep the ants at bay when those almonds were on the ground. And we got some pretty good damage from the ants.
Oh, no kidding. Ants usually aren't bad, yeah. Because you can treat to prevent those ants from being a
problem.
Yeah,
but they just...
And ants aren't typically a problem because there's plenty of materials that can treat those ants.
You just couldn't get ahead of it this year. I mean, We did the same thing that we do every year and then even got more aggressive when we noticed it was a bigger issue. And I don't know if it's the weather pattern, you know, if it was the mild summer or, you know, I don't know, but...
And it was on an independence block, and it shouldn't attract ants any more than other varieties, should it?
I didn't think so, but it seemed to this year, but I don't know that as a fact, but it, you know, in our orchards it seemed to.
That's Jonna Lee Dunn, a almond grower in Colusa County. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.